Let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline and talk with Rick Schaefer. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hi, RJ. Now, the reason you had a hard time reaching me is because I'm not sure technology has reached Manhattan, Kansas yet. It is a different world. It really is. I knew it was a small community. It's been years since I've been here. We're in a hotel. It's a nice hotel. As soon as I walked in, I saw Dave Jordan, the Arkansas pitching coach, and he was walking outside. I said, "Oh, you going somewhere?" He says, "No, I'm going outside to use my cell phone. I can't get anybody calls in my room."
Don't you know
they love that for recruiting?
And Rick, when I drove through Kansas a few years ago, there's no cell phone reception. It's really bad there.
That is great.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, anyway.
Well, Rick, I'm looking at the Manhattan Regional right now, and Wichita State and Kansas State are tied at 2 apiece. Is that surprising to you or what?
No, this is a big rivalry. Wichita State didn't have a great year by their standards. They did finish second in the Valley, but they finished strong. They won the Valley tournament, and that's how they got in for sure. Even as an at-large finishing second in the Valley, I'm not sure they would have gotten in. But this is a long-term rivalry. Wichita State's been in the NCAA, many, many times. They won the championship in 1989.
I was going to say, have they had more success recently than Kansas State?
Oh, by far. Yeah. This is only the fourth time Kansas State's ever been in the NCAA tournament. How about this, Matt? They had not won a conference championship in baseball since 1933.
Kansas State now, right?
Yeah, 1933, wow. And that was a different league. That was before they were in this league. They were in the Missouri Valley.
The small six or big eight or something, huh?
Yeah, so, this has been, this is like a big, big deal to them. So, it doesn't surprise me. I think this would be a dogfight game, and whoever wins wouldn't surprise me.
Rick, yesterday we talked about the matchup with Bryant for the Hogs, and Barrett Aston's going to get the start today. Has anything changed as far as game prep, or is everybody intact? We're going to see all the starters for the ball game.
Yeah, everybody's okay there. I think the thing has changed in game prep. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I've mentioned on the two previous shows on the Buzz today, but didn't know exactly what effect it would have. But I've already talked to two of Arkansas's coaches since I've been here. The artificial surface will definitely be a factor in this tournament. Arkansas has not played on it all year, and really in years. Wichita State has an artificial surface infield, and Kansas State's entire field is artificial surface, so they're used to it. They said on the fielding yesterday, the ground balls get to you much quicker. Many of them shoot through. You look at Kansas State, they are second nationally in team batting average. When you play on turf, again, balls will get through the infield that won't on grass. So I really think that the turf is going to come more into play than I would have anticipated. Now, for tonight's game, both teams are at a disadvantage because Arkansas and Bryant neither play on artificial surface and probably haven't all year. Arkansas had, and I doubt if Bryant has. But when you're talking about tomorrow's games, Arkansas and Bryant will be going against teams that do play on artificial surface. So it certainly could be a factor.
Yeah, and it's the same thing in football also. I mean, you wear different cleats. You're going to run a little different. But the question I have for you, Rick, is now is there dirt, in that 20-foot space around first base, second base, third base, or is it all artificial right there?
It's all. The dirt, the pitching mound obviously is dirt.
Really?
And around the hitting is dirt. And, that's what I've been led to believe. I haven't been actually out to see the field yet, but that's what I've heard.
And now I know that it's going to be faster as far as the ball bouncing on those short hops and stuff.
Yeah.
Does it bounce any higher?
In the outfield, it can, Matt. I remember when Arkansas played on artificial turf at Old George Cole Field, and it was definitely an advantage to the Razorbacks. You would see teams come in, and the ball would say a semi-high fly that was between the fielders and would hit, and you'd see the angle they would take, and the next thing you know, it's bouncing over their head and going to the wall, turning singles into doubles and triples. So, again, I'm not sure how spongy this turf is. I think it's just the second year it's been used, which means it's probably going to have a lot of life in it. And, yes, that means your outfielders have got to make sure they take the right angles too, or you can sure turn singles into extra base hits.
Rick, I guess my next question is, what's the weather supposed to be like? Because I know when you're sliding, especially if they don't have dirt around the bases, it makes sliding even so much more.
Well, you're going to get strawberries. You know, it's going to break your skin.
You know, UCA's got the all artificial infield, and they said when they first got that, when you're sliding into, say, second base or third
base,
there's
no dirt right there.
There's no dirt. It's all painted on, and so you really have to plan well ahead of time on when you're going to slide, because if you slide like you normally would with dirt, you're going to slide over the bag.
So you slide farther on artificial than dirt. Okay.
But the thing about it is, if it's going to rain, then you got to really prepare because it gets slick. And
you could fall. And Rick, that's do they change cleats? Are they going to wear different cleats? Because in football, you wear different cleats on turf than grass.
I've got to believe they will. Yes, absolutely. You wouldn't wear metal spikes on turf, I wouldn't think.
No.
So. You wear the little, almost they're like a little, like golf shoes.
They're like rubber soles.
Almost like that with the little, you remember those old Adidas shoes like that? They're, you don't really have a spike on there that much.
No, and but if, as far as your original question, RJ, on the weather, it's gorgeous. That's not an issue. It did rain yesterday. When I looked at the forecast, it said 30% chance of rain. I drove up today. Topeka's about 50 miles from here. It either rained or was dark clouds the entire way from Fayetteville to Topeka. As soon as I got past Topeka, the sun just broke out, and that's what it is. It's about 78 degrees, gorgeous. There is a 0% chance of rain tomorrow and Sunday, so the tournament ought to get great weather.
Well, Rick, I tell you, it's been fun leading up to this, talking about it, but I think Razorback fans are ready to play now. They're ready to see it go on. Now, I got a question that somebody said that they saw on D1Baseball.com that the game is going to be televised on ESPNU, but the last thing I saw was ESPN3.
That's it. It's on ESPN3. That's correct.
Okay, so it's 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN3 if you want to watch the ball game. You can also listen to it right here on The Buzz. So if you're in the Central Arkansas area, you can listen to it, and it will not be streamed live on our apps or on our internet because of IMG rules. You cannot stream any Razorback sporting events. So, Rick, hey, I appreciate it, and hey, have fun. Try to find your cell phone usage so you can get out and make some more phone calls.
Yeah, I'll do my best on that. Thank you.
Have fun, and we will talk to you hopefully next week when we're talking about a Super Regional.
All right, RJ, Matt, thanks a lot.